Ladies and gentlemen, on this day, 76 years ago, the Soviet troops liberated the concentration and extermination camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau and revealed to the world the depth of the horrors perpetrated there. As we pay tribute to the memory of the victims of the Holocaust, I would like to reaffirm our unwavering commitment to fight anti-Semitism and other forms of intolerance that may lead to group targeted violence. As you heard, the theme of this year's commemoration focuses on the measures taken in the immediate aftermath of the Holocaust to start the process of recovery and reconstitution of individuals and communities. Much can be learned from the process back then for today's challenges, such as the importance of listening to the testimonies of victims and survivors and accurately recording the historical accounts. In the global context of increasing levels of disinformation and hate speech, rise of fake news, and endangerment of free press, Holocaust education and remembrance is more urgent than ever. We must firmly counter those who seek to distort reality on a large scale. On this International Day of Commemoration in memory of the victims of the Holocaust, we celebrate the strength and the resilience of the women and men who survived the horror and who continue sharing their personal stories with courage. We at the United Nations remain committed to providing a platform for survivors to share their memories. Thank you.